Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the web conference of Nemetschek Group regarding the nine-month report 2014. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press the star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Stefanie Zimmermann, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you very much, operator, for your introduction. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our conference call regarding the 9 months report 2014. As always, we have prepared a short presentation with the most important figures and highlights of the last quarter and the last 9 months. At the moment, we are having 15 participants in this call, so thank you all for your interest. Yeah, and now let's start with the presentation. I would like to hand over to Patrick Heider, who will lead you through the presentation.
Thank you, Stephanie. Welcome also from my side to the presentation of the Q3 results from the Nemetschek Group. I would like you to present the following agenda. First, an executive summary on the results, then a short status about the announced acquisition of Bluebeam, afterwards the financial data, followed by the outlook 2014. The profitable growth of the Nemetschek Group continued in Q3. Q3 revenues increased by 11.9% to €51.2 million. 9 months revenues are at €153.5 million, which is an increase of 14.3%, and that means above the guidance. The science segment is still the growth driver with an increase of 17.8% in the first 9 months. Both software licenses and software services showed a double-digit growth rate. International markets increased by 13.4%. Also, the German market is very strong with 15.8%. Our profitability developed very strong despite acquisition costs of Bluebeam. EBITDA grew by 22.1% year on year to €38.8 million in the first 9 months. That leads us to an EBITDA margin of 25.3% compared to last year with 23.7%. On the second page of the summary, we can see a strong increase of net income and EPS. Net income of group shares showed a significant growth of 33.7% to €22.3 million. EPS is at €2.32. EPS without PPA is at €2.58. We continue to generate a high operating cash flow, up by 27.4% to €36.5 million. So all significant key indicators improved again. Turnover and EBITDA expectations are above guidance, and we are very positive to continue those results for a successful close of 2014. I would like to give you a short status about acquisition of Bluebeam. First, to remember the highlights of Bluebeam and why we think it's a perfect fit between Bluebeam and the Nemetschek Group. They have a customer base of more than 650,000 users, customers worldwide. They are among the 500 fastest-growing technology companies in North America. They follow the open standard BIM approach like we do. With Bluebeam, we strengthen our position in the U.S., and Bluebeam could benefit from our market leadership in Europe and Asia. Some words to the status of the deal. We are on the way to close to the acquisition. We have all required shareholder votes, and we expect to consolidate the results of Bluebeam from November on. We inform you about the adaptation of the guidance in a separate press release once we close. Let's take a look on a more detailed financial data on page 8 of our presentation. We continued our growth in revenues in Q3 by 11.9% and the 9 months revenues by 14.3% to €153.5 million. The home market and international markets showed both a strong development. Our growth is well balanced between license and service contracts. Software licenses are up by 14.3% to 71.8 million euro. Software services by 14.7% to 73.8 million euro. The distribution of revenues is stable, with software licenses by 46.8% and software services by 48.1%. On page 10, some words about our very positive development of EBITDA margin. Despite the Bluebeam acquisition costs, we increased our EBITDA margin to 25.3%, which is an increase of 22.1% and therefore over proportional to the already very positive revenue growth. As a consequence of that positive profit development, we can show a very strong development in EPS. Net results are up by 33.7% to 22.3 million euro, which is an EPS of 2.32 euro. The EPS without PPA is at 2.58 euro. Turning to the segment overview on page 12, we can report a very successful development in our design segment. Especially Graphisoft and Vectorworks are doing very well. Growth is generated in all main regions. The margin in the design segment improved significantly to 24.5%. We are not satisfied with the development in the build and management segment. The main reasons for the development in the build segment are project postponements because of delay in product development Nevaris and Navision upgrade 2013. The lower margin is because of no more activation of own work capitalized. The flat development in the managed segment is because of cautious customers. The EBITDA margin is lower because of planned investments. The multimedia segment shows a solid revenue development with a still very high EBITDA margin of 41%. On the last slide before the outlook, maybe some words about the positive net cash development. Operating cash flow increased by 27.4% year on year to 36.5 million euro, which leads us to a continuing strong conversion rate of 94%. Acquisition of Bluebeam will be financed partly by our cash position and partly by a loan with a beneficial fixed interest rate over 5 years. Before answering your questions, I would like to give you a positive outlook of 2014. Due to the results in the first 9 months of 2014, we are very confident to meet the upper region of the guidance and close 2014 very successful. With this performance and the acquisition of Bluebeam, we strengthen our position of the leading open BIM solution provider in the AEC industry. This gives us a very positive picture to the future development of our group. I'm now very happy to answer your questions, and thank you very much for your interest into our company.
Thank you. We will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Lars Dannenberg, Hauck & Aufhäuser. Your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my questions. Morning, Patrick. Basically, I have three questions. First one, the favorable tax rate, what was the reason for that? What do you expect for Q4, remaining for the full year here on the tax rate? Second question is regarding DDS acquisition. What was the sales and EBITDA contribution of DDS? And on multimedia, we had now growth again after a decline in the last quarters. Could you please flag why multimedia is now growing again, where the demand is coming from? And then also maybe for the design segment, what the progress currently is with Allplan, because until H1, growth was basically driven by the relaunch of Allplan. Now you state that Graphisoft and Vectorworks are taking over here, which is nice, but where are we with Allplan here? Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good morning from my side as well. So first of all, to the lower tax rate in Q3, we had some higher profit distribution in 2014 compared to last year. In Q3, we had higher growth in subsidiaries and countries with lower tax rates compared to the last year as well. So we expect in Q4 2014 a higher tax rate again. That's around 29%. So all in all, for 2014, we expect a 29%. The second question, as I got it right, was concerning DDS. So I can report a nine months without DDS. We had these 14.3% all in all. Without DDS, it would have been 9%. And for the second one was the EBIT contribution of DDS was 1.2 million.
Okay. For 9 months.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the multimedia segment, we are happy again. They had a good Q3. As you know, we integrated the rendering machine as well into the AEC, into the 3CAD software. That was one positive effect we had. Then we had that what we already announced in the beginning of that year. We had some efforts they did with this cooperation with Adobe, which we always stated that is not really shown in figures. But all in all, they are really going in the right direction. What they're doing with their Cinema 4D product, they are going as well to different industries. As you know, they're going to the gaming industry, which is really interesting for us, and the filming industry they are already in. So they have the higher focus to the AEC industry as well. So all in all, we expect that we are very happy with the development in that way, and we expect a good further development of Maxon and the multimedia segment. The last question was to Allplan. As you know, we have an overproportional design segment performance, and Allplan is in that realignment program we mentioned, and we gave them the time from last year on 2 years. That means until the, let's say, 2015, and they are still on a very good track. I mean, we are used to high performance rates from Graphisoft and Vectorworks, and they need to go there, and they will go there, but they need a lot. They need, again, some time. We had a very good feedback from the market for the new release, the 30-year anniversary version, and Allplan, as I mentioned several times, they never had a problem for the margin, but in terms of growth, we expect there. We saw they are overplan internally. So that's nice, but there could be more, as we said and stated always, but they are all in all on a very good track, and this is what they showed up for that year.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Knut Waller, Baader Bank. Your line is now open. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Just also a couple of questions. First, Patrick, you mentioned that you feel confident regarding the high end of your guidance. While I would agree on the margin side, I have some concern regarding the growth rates, given that you have now a consistently slowing growth rates quarter after quarter. So what really gives you a confidence that growth should accelerate again in the fourth quarter, what it needs to do to get to the organic high end, the 212 million? So that would be the first one. Then secondly, when we look at this year, basically the good growth has been driven by design, although it's now consistently slowing. In the past, it used always to be the case that after a good year, also in terms of margins and growth, this is currently what we're seeing in multimedia and manage and also in the build segment, that growth slowed. So what's your view on the design segment if we look a bit beyond 2014 and then lastly, just a housekeeping one, in which segment will you consolidate Bluebeam? Can you remind me again where it will be included? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for the questions. So what makes me positive to the year end in terms of growth? This is clearly, obviously we are all interested in the quarterly figures and quarterly performance, but we need to see the overall 9 months figures in terms of license and software services business. Yes, we are not in that way performing in the license business in the Q3, and we do not see an ongoing trend in the descending growth rates, but we have a very confident, and we are working, of course, with the forecasters and with the brands very strong together, and that gives us the clear expectation that we will meet our guidance in terms of revenue growth as well. So all in all, can give you an example as well what we're doing and what we know the reasons about the license growth rates, for example, when we see, for example, Vectorworks and Maxon, they are working hard on having upgrade customers going to the software services business. That means before they had reported upgrader into the software license business, but they make out of them software services business with a perpetual license model. That means that's a kind of subscription. So we do see a shift from this upgrade model into the software services business. That's only to give you one clear sign that we are happy and confident that the growth rates will continue in that one. When you talk about a little bit the forecast for the ongoing period and the design segment, and as you stated right, we are not happy with the design, with the build and manage segment. And that's clearly the homework is known, what we need to have to do. That's all about the virus development and going very fast to the market with the tools we have in the portfolio. We all have all competences in when we talk about the five dimensions portfolio and the tools that we need. We only need to make sure that we now finally close the development of Nevaris. And then we're going back to growth rates in the build and management segment as well. For the design segment, I don't give you clearly a figure, but I do expect as well a high performance because the brands are in there, are wonderful. They have with Profis of Vectorworks and later on with Alban as well. We have international mode as well, not only the home markets, but we're getting bigger and bigger as a group. So we have with Bluebeam, we have a lot of, synergies as well in the U.S. market. We have a clear footprint in the U.S. market now as well, which is really interesting for Vectorworks as a home market and Graphisoft as being in a foreign market in the U.S. as well. So no, for the design segment, we are not planning to have a lower growth rate for next year. And to remind you, and that's very good for the question, thank you, we would integrate, obviously, the Bluebeam acquisition into the build segment because they are really addressing the construction companies. So we are going to have the Bluebeam acquisition in the build segment. Hope this is fine with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Andreas Wolf, Warburg Research. Your line is now open. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes. Hello. Good morning. Just a few questions left for me. So it's also regarding software licenses growth. Is it correct that the license sales figure was roughly 9.3, and what was it without DDS, and could you compare it to the second quarter as well, what the growth rate was there? That would be helpful. And then regarding the design segment, do you feel that customers have already upgraded their systems with the new versions of Allplan, or do you feel some macro headwind because you referred to macro in your managed segment, and you also dropped the name macro indicators in your report, so maybe you could comment on this as well. Thank you.
Okay, first of all, to the software license business, you are right. We had this growth rate of 8.8% in Q3 compared to 15.7% in Q2. Without DDS, it would mean the Q3 results, it would have been 5.1%. But as I stated, we know the reasons why. We need to say that it's a lower growth rate than in Q2. There is no question about. And we have that in mind that the Q4 is normally the strongest quarter we have in the group. And we know the reasons behind per brand, that there are some, as I explained, for Vectorworks and Maxon especially, and that we have a small shift from the license model, license world to the software services mode, which is good for us for in terms of having recurring revenues as well. And, yeah, that's for the software license business. And, yes, we figured out that there are high number, a good feedback, first of all, for the 30 years edition from Alban. We received the information that a lot of customers already upgraded to the new versions. Obviously, there's always a version modeling behind, and there will come out a new version of this 30th year's anniversary edition always, and the improvement is possible. So we are happy to have that, and the feedback is in general very positive. Yes, we do that one. And your last question was?
It was whether you see any macro headwinds, because here and there you obviously refer to it in your nine-month report. Also when you talked about the managed segment.
Okay, thank you for repeating the question. Thank you. Yes, we had in Q3, we had some cautious customer, but we had that in the field of the facility management of the managed segment. And that's the good thing behind is that now it helps that we are highly diversified in terms of risk management, so we are addressing to the whole value chain our solutions. We do not see it in the design segment. We saw it in the facility management, but in general, in Germany, we had a Q3 where the atmosphere in the whole economy, that was at least my personal feeling, that we had a so-called, and that's a physical, psychological things as well. We all, but we see an improvement again in terms of development. So all in all, me from the leadership, I would say we have enough space and potential to grow. So we do see the macros, but we do not overestimate them.
Okay, great, thank you. And hopefully, I did not miss the answer, but could you tell us the figure of M&A costs that negatively impacted your bottom line this quarter?
Yeah, no, you did not miss. Nobody asked me, so I'm happy to give you. So we had all in all an impact in Q3 around €600,000, and all in all until the Q3 ends, so in the 9 month period, we had an impact of around €1 million.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Currently, there are no further questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. There is another question from Knut Woller, Baader Bank. Your line is now open. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Maybe just a quick follow-up, Patrick, regarding, I know that you didn't provide any guidance, but you commented in earlier calls regarding the margin that you target also beyond 14. Getting back to the design segment, we are at record margin levels. How should we think about the margin going forward? It looks like this year you seem to be well on track, if I could put it like that, to come up at least at the upper end of this range, if not even to exceed it. And the question is then going forward, I mean, due to Bluebeam, you probably see a slight dilution of the margin. And will you also invest in the design segment to keep up the growth, to capture growth opportunities? So how should we think about the margin potential beyond 2014? Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that question. That's very important because I always stated, and we as the executive board and the supervisory board is fine with that one as well, that we would like to have more focus in the top line growth. That means we would like to go deeper into the revenue growth instead of having the margin growth. But that does not mean that we are going away from our guidance. The guidance is in the midterm view between 23 and 25. But you are right, there will be always a smaller dilution. But we are looking more for the top line growth, and already Bluebeam dilutes a little bit the margin. But that's good as it is, because we would like to be a fast growing company in terms of top line growth. And then we are going to have with the synergies when we integrated the companies to the Nemetschek Group, we would like to lift up the synergies and, let's say, educate the new members in the group to the midterm guidance. And this is the target, clearly the target, and we expressed that again in the supervisory board meeting, and we are happy to do that one. That means in terms of new M&A activities as well, that we are still scanning the market, but now, first of all, we need to focus on the Bluebeam acquisition and integrate them well into the portfolio, put all the synergies and all the efforts that we get what we acquired, and that we have the promise to you, to the financial market, and to us as well, that we make that one successful, and we are very confident, as we stated several times. And then looking besides to further our inorganic growth is very important as well, as we can healthy finance that one. So all in all, coming back to your question, yes, we are not expecting upper the guidance in the future 23 to 25, because even for the organic growth, we need to reinvest into the brands. That means going international, going to different customer segments. That means for the existing portfolio investment. And we are now working for the budgeting process 2015. And some brands have nice ideas, and we need to check them. But we are staying in the 23 to 25 guidance, but not more. So we need to reinvest, and we are searching for top-line growth. Hope that helps a little bit for you.
Yeah, maybe just thank you. Maybe just a quick follow-up then regarding the design segment, where you are at this year at record margins. How confident do you feel that you can sustain these margins going into 2015? I understand the dilution from Bluebeam, but what's your view on the design segment? Do you think you can maintain the profitability level, or is there, due to investments, rather an expectation that the margin would slightly decline after the record year 14? Thanks.
I think that I'm happy and confident to give a forecast that we can stable these good margins in the design segment, because I do not see big investments, because we have that cycle of having innovative companies in there. So all in all, I can tell you that we are happy with that margin, obviously, and we think that we could keep this speed in order to grow as well.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Caroline Schweikert, Colney Advisors. Your line is now open. Please go ahead, madam.
Yes, good morning. Could you elaborate a bit further on the weakness in the building segment, please? You said that it's due to project postponements and delay in product development. I'm just wondering to what extent those problems are macro-related and to what extent it's competitive pressure, or if there's anything else. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. I just give you a small example for our Enbau division. The Enbau division, they are delivering technical and economic solutions in their field. The technical one is driven in the future for the future development on Nevaris platform, which gives us a high footprint in the five dimensions market as well, with the cost elements into. But they have the main turnover in the Bau financial solution. That's the economy solution of the Enbau. And what customers are searching for is, and that's what we underestimated, and we are really strong to develop that very fast and reduce time to market now, that they would like to see an integrated relation from Bau financial to Nevaris. And customers are waiting. So in order to respond to your question, no, we do not see any macros there, not at all. We see our homeworks, and we are going there. So this is the only reason we have to be quite clear and frank.
Thanks. Very helpful.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions. I hand back to the speakers.
So thank you very much for your interest into our company. Thank you very much for posing very interesting questions. I'm looking forward to further contacts and happy to give you a positive outlook in the next call. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.